There's been a little bit of controversy this week and again today about, once again, your travel out of state. You were asked about it at a press conference today, trip to Colorado, met with a pair of billionaire oil industry brothers. That was apparently...
Actually, I went and spoke at a conference that they were sponsoring. There were about 400 people there.
So did you speak with these two individuals, as
well,
it's been
reported? Sure, they were there.
Okay.
But I spoke with them and 398 other people that I gave my speech to.
Was there a private meeting with those individuals?
They welcomed me and said hello, and we talked for about a minute and a half, and then I went to give my speech.
I guess the concern is, or the question that was raised, is was there any connection between that conversation and your withdrawal from the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative?
Yeah,
that's the connection.
Sure, and that's because reporters don't do their homework. I had already withdrawn from Reggie months before I gave the speech in Colorado, 2 months beforehand. So I don't know how a conversation I could have. I had 2 months after I did something could have an effect on what I did.
But that wasn't even a relevant topic of conversation.
No, because I'd already done it, and I went there 2 months later.
You were asked.
And I also said, by the way, that they didn't even raise it with me.
You were asked as a result of this, what was it, Mother Jones Magazine, I guess was the...
Yeah, their website.
Yeah, was their website put this out the first time. Out of that came a question about whether or not you would release your travel records for where you travel out of state, when you're out of state, whether you're on personal business or on party business.
No.
I mean, every governor ultimately winds up facing this question at some point in their term.
I'm not going to... Listen, it's very simple. If there's something that has to do with my official duties... We release all of that information publicly. If I'm traveling personally, I'm not telling you. That's it. I have to have some personal life. Like this past Saturday, Eric, I left the state to go to a University of Delaware football game with my wife and my four children. Do you think the people of the state of New Jersey are dying to know that? And what relevance does that have to me being governor that on a Saturday evening I went to Delaware? What I did was I called the lieutenant governor and said to her, hey, Kim, I'm going to be in Delaware for 3 hours, so if anything happens, they're going to call you first and then give me a call.
Well, conversely, you've always said, though, I'm always governor. I mean, and as governor, you are always governor. So you're always representing the state as governor. And going to a University of Delaware football game is different than going to a conference where there are potentially influential individuals that could affect policy.
You don't think there weren't influential people who could affect policy at the University of Delaware football game?
Well, it's the University of Delaware.
Yeah, well, you can say that, but, you know, the Vice President of the United States went to the University of Delaware, so he's fairly influential, and I'm now being said that I have some influence in certain places.
More so than Oprah.
Well, no, I don't know about more so than Oprah, but the fact is, if they're personal trips that the public isn't paying for and that has nothing to do with my public duties, I'm not going to put out a release before, because you know what happens, Eric? Members of the press come.
Sure.
Well, they have no right to be at the Delaware football game with me. And they have no right to be on my... Remember when I went on vacation this summer? They want to know where I was during the vacation portion. I told them when I went to a conference, and I told them when I was going to the National Governors Association, and there was a gap in between of 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know where I was. No.
I don't think anybody would dispute that family time, you were going. Well, I mean, this was in Colorado, this was a speech.
Personal time. It's on a weekend. It's not being paid for by the public. It has nothing to do with my official duties. And so I'm not putting it out.
At none of these events, you don't have any official conversations with anybody about anything.
No. I'm there to give a speech. I go in, I give my speech, and I go.
Okay.
And the fact is that there has to be a zone of privacy for even people in the public. And we are incredibly transparent about what I do and when I do it. The state party puts out my political schedule. When I'm doing political fundraising, they tell people where I'm going and what I'm doing. My office puts out when I'm traveling both inside the state and out of the state on official business, when I'm going to be doing public appearances. But I also, you know, I went to the deli on Saturday. Do I need to tell people that too? I mean, you know, Thursday's my wife's birthday. Now, I made up my mind yet, but I'm thinking about taking her to New York for dinner. Do I have to let the press know that I'm going to New York on Thursday for 2 hours to take my wife to dinner and let them know where I'm going?
Well, again, I think that's different than going somewhere and giving a speech that could have an impact on policy.
First of all, you read the speech. The speech is nothing different than what I've said in New Jersey all the time. It's no different. Read the speech. You've heard it. You've heard it a lot of times. Those people were hearing it for the first time because they're from Colorado. But no, I'm going to draw a line here. And I think most of the people in New Jersey will respect me for drawing a line and saying when it's involving my personal life, I'm not going to release beforehand. I'll answer questions afterwards about it if people want to ask me about it. But I'm not going to release beforehand so that press can go and hound me there. Because that's what's happened at times. And, you know, when we had the controversy about my son's Little League games, his high school baseball games, the next day I had press at his high school baseball games, not sports press, political press, while I'm there trying to root for my son in his baseball game. They don't belong there. And it's intrusive to me to have them there. And so, you know, I'm not going to release that kind of stuff to let people, you know, kind of hound me and chase me around when I'm doing things on my personal time. Mayor Bloomberg follows this very same policy. This is nothing new. The mayor doesn't tell people when he's going. He didn't even tell them when he's going away on vacation. At least I tell you guys when I'm going on vacation. He doesn't tell them when he's going or where he's going. His view is that's his personal time. He's entitled to it. And you know what? I agree with him. I go beyond him and tell you when I'm going on vacation, but I'm not going to tell you where. If it's out of state. If it's in state, like when we go to the beach house, I tell you, because people can't get to that.
Sure.
So, you know, I mean, I just am not going to, you know, if I give the press that information, then they're going to want even more. Then they're going to want even more. And they're going to want even more. You got to draw a line somewhere. And when I go and I travel on not the public dime, and I don't take public, you know, transportation with my family, or doing things that don't have anything to do with the public dole, you know, I'm not going to tell you. That's it. Not beforehand, so that people can, like, chase me there and hound me. No, thank you.